Blog Talk Radio.
It's your girl K Style and your boy Chelsea, and you are now tuned into Check Big Radio, listening on Blog Talk Radio, where you can find the latest Check Big news, exclusive content, interviews, and more. Call-ins and promoters, vendors, and businesses are all welcome to promote their events or businesses as well. And we do accept donations and giveaways and more. All right. So we got a few topics that me and my boy Kelsey is going to go ahead and talk about today. We're going to lay out on the table and go ahead and air it out.
First, we have to acknowledge we have our logo on the website.
Yes, absolutely. Period.
It took me a couple hours to really get the concept down, but hey, it's up there. Hope y'all like it, you know.
And I will say that my boy has definitely, like, he really did that. Like, it's very, you know what I mean, it stands out. It makes our show stand out. You know what I mean? Shout out to the author and the creator of that logo, my boy Kelsey, did his thing.
Well, I had help too, so I can't take all of, you know, the credit. You know, I had help from the mind of my partner to the pen that I used to draw it. So I have to say thank you as well.
Oh, thank you, man. Thank you, Kelsey. I really appreciate that. I didn't really do too much. I was like, shit, the only thing I can really think of was the color of it. Like, you know, you really put everything, like, it was right and divine. Like, you guys don't have to go ahead and check out our logo and Check Big, man. You know what I'm saying? We're starting from the bottom. You know what I'm saying? We're trying to get our, we also got merch coming soon. We're not going to release it on this show because we don't know when. We're still in the works for that as well, too. And my boy Kelsey, you see what I'm saying? He cold with the designs and stuff, so you got to come to my boy Kelsey, you know what I'm saying? Come to my boy Kelsey for the logos and things, you know what I'm saying?
You know, I'm just starting off, so don't come to me talking about you want to be a character. You want to be a character, you, your friend, your mama, your daddy, your pastor. I can't draw everybody now. Just give me a few people to draw a logo, and you know we'll talk prices after that. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, you know it starts somewhere. You know what I'm saying?
Starts somewhere.
You know, a gift in that everybody can't get access to that gift, especially when you're talented like that. So only the chosen few will be able to get blessed like that with that creativity.
Well, it is what it is when it comes to your gift. You know, you have to really sit down and think about what do you love to do. I love to draw, create things. So to me, drawing is one of my things that I love to do. So I have fun making it. Me and my partner, we actually laughed for a couple minutes before we actually really thought about the logo. And she was like, we need like a radio because we are through Blog Talk Radio. So I was like, hey, let me just put that together real quick. And that's what I thought of.
We went straight from there. Like, you know what I'm saying? We went straight from there. We just kind of, we took it step by step. We kind of just gave each other the feedback. And we was like, all right, cool. Let's just put it together. Like, boom. Like, all right. Like, and I ain't going to find, I'm so excited to just even be hosting with my partner on here. Like, man, we've been good friends.
Oh, you're going to make me blush.
We've been good friends for a long time, and it's just we really did.
No, I'm joking.
Stupid man, for sure. We gotta right, man.
Yeah. All right, let's get to these topics.
Yes. So what about them SBA loans, man?
Hey, shoot, is there any? Because I'm in school now, and I need a couple of them.
You know what I'm saying? They've really been helping a few businesses and a few little students that's in school right now. You know, it's been a big, it's been, you know, a lot going on since the pandemic, you know, shutdown of a lot of few businesses and stuff, you know, this virus going around, you know, kind of they're trying to step in and push a big wave on a lot of things, but we really are trying to, you know, get things going and stuff.
Now, are these loans or grants?
Oh, well, we also have loans and grants available.
How much is it?
I'm not sure. You can sign up with, like, different, like, you can sign up for different, like, loans and SBA grant amounts. Usually it's depending on, like, what program you are eligible for, you know. Like, some people might get $10,000, some people might get $5,000. It kind of all just depends on, like, the credentials of that program or what that individual would be eligible for.
Right. Dude, hey, I need a couple of them loans, a couple of them grants. But moving on to other topics, Dwayne The Rock Johnson wants to be the next James Bond.
What? I don't think he can be like the original, man. I don't really think he could be the original James Bond, man.
My thoughts on that is, Rock, you are 6'6". 300 and some pounds. The James Bond before you has been like 5'10 and weighed 250 wet. Like, your big ass cannot be James Bond. You, James Bond is basically quiet, stealthy. Like, he sneaks up on opponents and whoever and kills them. Like, quietly, like, got some big-ass shoulders and muscles, like, you can't just move quiet like a small person can, dog. Like, think about it. Like, you might could be a good villain, I'm sorry to say it, but to play James Bond, the main character, like, Rock, you're going to have to lose all the muscles. You're going to have to shrink a couple inches. Like, I just don't see it for him to be James Bond.
I really can't see it in him to be James Bond either, man. Like, dude, James Bond was completely a different character, you know, like, back in the day. Like, he wasn't, I just, man.
Yeah, if the 007 franchise comes out with a new character, leading character, like, I could see that happening. But actually playing James Bond, no. I can't hear dun 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 dun. What the Rock is cooking? Like, you're supposed to be quiet, dog. Like, quiet.
Right though, like that part.
I'm just saying, like, come on, Rock. You got a whole bunch of other characters that you can play. Do you want to play James Bond? Wow.
Yeah, man.
Wow.
Dude, there's not going to be no other James Bond other than the original James Bond, man. Like, he can't play James Bond.
So what's some other topics you got over there?
Man, let's get into the topic about the cannabis industry. You know, the cannabis industry has been, booming for quite some time. Matter of fact, the cannabis industry has been around for years, but now they're starting to kind of, like, give the license to a lot of different states. Some is medicinal and some is recreational. I stay in Ohio, so a lot of our dispensaries that we do have down here is medicinal. So you would have to obtain your marijuana card in order to be able to get some of the flower and vapes and stuff that they do have in some of the dispensaries down here.
Now, for some people who don't know, what is the difference between medicinal and recreational?
So the difference between medicinal and recreational is that medicinal would require a prescription from a doctor that is licensed in that field to be able to deal with, like, to kind of deal with some of the marijuana patients. Like, you would have to have some of these disabilities in order to be able to get your marijuana card. And recreational, you can pretty much have anybody that is over the, or 21, I believe, 21 and up, to be able to go to the dispensary without having to have a medical card.
So basically, I got to go, for medicinal, I have to go to Dr. Marijuana to get a card.
Yeah.
Saying that I can smoke weed, and then recreational, I can just go get it?
Absolutely. Any state like California or Denver that has recreational medical marijuana, the medical part is that how it's cultivated and how the marijuana is produced, and you actually know who the cultivators and the growers are. It's a way that they would have to grow the bud and stuff like that. But absolutely, if it's recreational, you know, if that dispensary, depending on what state it's in, if it's the state where they legalized it for recreational and medicinal, you definitely can go in the dispensary, into a recreational dispensary, because it's for recreational use. And you don't have, and recreational, you don't, you're not required to have your medical card. But the ones that, some states that are more regulated, like Ohio is a very regulated state, and it's a very conservative state as well, too. So it's like you have a lot more dispensaries down here that they need so much security information before they can even write you off a prescription for medical marijuana and to get some of their products. And two, it's like it's one of them things where, you know, with it having so much of a regulation, you know, you have to go, first you have to go through your physician. First you have to go through your physician. And then from your physician, you have to go to one of the medical marijuana doctors that are able to finish giving you a prescription so you can be able to, because you would have to pay like a state fee to the doctor for the evaluation. And I think, I can't remember if it's like maybe, I know it's $150 in Ohio for you to be able to get your like card and stuff. So it's kind of high up here. Some states, every state is different though. But like I said, definitely recreational. You can absolutely walk in there. Illinois is recreational and medicinal. So in some of their dispensaries, as long as it has recreational and medicinal, you can walk in there and purchase marijuana as long as you're 21 and up. They won't let any 18-year-old in there, though.
So if I wanted to start my own grow house, what are the steps for me to doing that?
So what you would have to really do in order to, like, start your grow house, first you would have to look up the requirements within your state, because every state has different requirements. Like, some states you have to have, like, a specific you would have to have, like, growing license. For the application itself can be sometimes from $5,000 to $25,000. And they will not refund you if you get denied that application in that state in order to get your grow house. And they give you like a limit of how many plants that you're able to grow within your residence in that state. Like I said, it's loopholes around a lot of things, and sometimes you're not able to get loopholes around it, but a lot of people have been stepping into the growing game, and it does help a lot of dispensaries to get that product out to a lot of these dispensaries, like for the flower, vapes, concentrates, tinctures, the oils, cooking oils, and stuff like that that's infused with either CBD or THC. Like I said, going back to the steps in getting your license to be a grower within your state, You just kind of just look up the information on your state, the requirements, and what it would take. You have to also, I think, secure some capital. But like I said, there's ways around a lot of things. You know, a lot of people are getting these licenses in these states, you know, that are getting approved for them to be able to have a grow house. And the banking system is also starting to change a little bit more as well, too.
I wouldn't know nothing about it. I stopped smoking a long time ago.
You know what? I don't know why you even asked.
Hey, I am your partner. I got to ask the questions for the people who don't know.
Right.
My personal experience, I don't smoke no more.
Right. I am not mad at you. Like I said, your partner, I absolutely do consume marijuana. And in my state, I actually do have a medical card, so I'm able to buy medical marijuana in the dispensary as long as I do have my medical marijuana card. But with having your medical marijuana card, you do have to renew it depending on the process of it. Some people might have to renew theirs every 6 months. Some might have to renew yours every few years, a couple or a year or so. It's just a matter in, like I said, looking into your state and the requirements you would have to have in order to get your medical card. But I couldn't even tell you. You know, everybody's different. But it's definitely, I've tried a lot of different drugs. I've also tried tinctures, which is the oil that you drop underneath your tongue. Some of it, even the CBD hemp alone is really good for a lot of healing components. You know, it's so crazy. People have been treating medical marijuana it's like a Schedule I drug for years. Like, I remember when you couldn't walk in public at all and smoke a joint. In some places, you can't walk in public and smoke a joint. But now they're starting to have jobs where, you know, certain jobs, they don't even test for marijuana because they understand that it's one of those, like I said, it's still a drug, so we can't, you know, we can argue all we want about medical marijuana. It definitely is still a drug, but it's definitely a different type of plant. It's more of a natural plant. Something that is very a lot of different people, not just Americans, but people from different countries use medical marijuana in medicine for years, for thousands and thousands of years.
I didn't know that it was such that there was so much history on just a plant. Like, I just didn't know.
Absolutely, because now you're seeing a lot of these people, like in New York and some places like Manhattan, they're starting to have like cafes and lounges and restaurants that marijuana is cooked and infused everything. Like, there is this like restaurant, I think it's called Stoned. I believe it's called Stoned. It's like this nice little pizza shop restaurant up in Manhattan, New York. And it's very, it's pretty interesting. I'm actually going to have to put that on my bucket list once I start traveling. You know what I mean?
Yes,
I wouldn't mind going to a beach.
Weed in the food.
Weed in the food, in the drink. Man, you got to check out their website on Stoned. I think it's called Stoned. Matter of fact, let me go ahead and go on to my laptop and check that out, because it's definitely it's really something. It's pretty interesting, you know what I mean? Everything is infused. The drink, I think the drink maybe. But definitely the pizza. Let's see. Stone.
Remind me not to go there.
Yep, it's a Stone Pizza in New York. New York. I apologize. I think it might be in Manhattan. But it's definitely in cannabis edible delivery by Pizza Pusha. I think the rapper Pusha I got to figure out who the owner is.
I tried edibles one time. It was a brownie. And
ooh, those brownies would get you, man.
And then actually, I had a few gummy bears afterwards. I was so high, it felt like me and God was dapping.
Ooh.
I was that high. Like, and then I was so high for so long. Like, I had never been high for a day, like a solid day, like from when I woke up to I went to sleep. Like, I would never try edible again.
Man.
That was scary. Like I was going up to
the first time I tried an edible, dude,
I went up to my friend and was like, how high am I supposed to be? Like, how long? And it was like, you know, about 6-7 hours. I'm like, I'm on hour 10.
I'm weak.
I don't feel good right now.
I'm weak.
They was like, why not? Because, like, everything is so bright and everything is moving so slow.
I'm weak. I'm weak.
It seriously scared me because I didn't know how long I was supposed to be high. And then asking somebody a day later when I wasn't high anymore, and then I asked them, how long does it take for the human body to digest something? And they said it usually takes anywhere from 6 to 7 hours, but if you are a plus-size person, which I am, takes longer to move through the body. And because the THC holds on to, you know, your fat cells or whatever that you And I'm like, them MFs didn't tell me shit about that before I ate that brownie.
Man, I'm telling you, like, that shit, oh my gosh, the first time I had an edible was like a whole cannabis-infused brownie, bro. And I literally was like, holy shit. Like, okay, I had a brownie with my mom, and I was like, bruh. I was like, man, fuck that. This is the brownie. This ain't going to do shit to me. I fucked around. My mom was like, hey, don't eat that whole brownie like that. I said, why? This ain't going to do nothing. Look, 30 minutes later, I had that whole, almost the whole reed brownie and smoked 2 joints. After that, I could not get the fuck up. So I know what you mean when you say something about the edibles, man.
I'm trying to describe how big the brownie was. Like, it was like the size of an iPhone, like the big iPhones, the iPhone Plus. Like, it was that big. I ate that whole thing. Nobody said anything. They said, Kels, you'll be good. Kelsey, you'll be good. Like, don't worry about it. You'll be fine. Then another friend comes over, and he has gummy bears.
Oh, shit. Not the gummy, dude.
He didn't say that they were weed in it because he was already high from the gummy bears. So he just says, hey, do you want some gummy bears? I'm like, oh, all right, you know, knock off some of this weed in me. But come to find out, they were infused with marijuana. So I ate like 4 or 5 of them.
Oh, you tripping, man. What, you was trying to go into a coma, dude. You know, edibles, they kick in. Shit.
I didn't know that they were marijuana. Like, I didn't know the gummy bears were marijuana. So knowing days later, I digested over, I think it was 500 milligrams of THC. And I'm like, damn, never do that again.
I knew you was glued to the floor. That's like that one time I went to my favorite little dispensary. It's called Sunnyside now, but they had these Wanda gummies, man. And I kid you not, I had grabbed like 2 containers worth of them gummies and literally fucked around. And, like, dude, I ate them before I got on the plane. And we was on our way to California.
Man, I ain't gonna lie. Like, I already done had two joints, so, like, you trying to have some gummies on top. Some people be like, man, them gummies don't get... Bruh, them gummies will get you high as fuck. Like, I just don't even... excuse me, we aren't supposed to be professional, but I'm trying to tell you about them gummies, man. Them, that, you got to be careful with that shit.
They are no joke. They are no joke.
That right there...
So moving on to a next topic.
So why so much about the cannabis, you know what I mean? But that's definitely so just to let you guys in a little bit on our podcast, we do, like I said, we talk about a lot of things, the businesses, and a lot of things, like a lot of new wave of businesses coming on the market and stuff. So we got to be prepared for this new shift and stuff like that. To go to switch it to another topic, how do you feel about that the gun violence, man? Like, what's your insight on this gun violence that's kind of devastating the Black community?
I don't know, really. Like, it's a double-sided coin. Like, it's like on one side, you don't want to have guns because you want to, you know, be like a regular American. Like, we all in this together. Like, we supposed to be on the same page about this, about that. But then reality sets in and we're all not. And then on the other side, you want to have the gun to protect your family. Remember, protect family, not property.
Absolutely.
So, for me, when I move into a house and not an apartment, I will be getting my gun license and protecting my family. I'm sorry to say it, but that's just how I feel about it, because if anybody can just get a gun, you know, who doesn't have any felonies and fits the whole criteria and then goes out and wants to shoot up a school, then I should be able to get a gun and protect my family from home. Like, this is the home front I need to protect. And if you bring a gun to my home front, then we can get a spopping. Like, That's just how I feel about it.
Dude, I ain't even mad at you about that, man. That's definitely, I totally agree with all of that, for sure. I definitely agree with protecting you and your family as well. Like I said, we grew up in a household where my mom didn't put us around guns or anything like that. But as I get older, a lot of things that's surfacing on the planet, it's time to really protect you and yours. And honestly, you know, it ain't no wrong way to protect your family and to protect yourself as well, too. So definitely make sure, if anybody is considering getting a gun, definitely keep yourself safe. Make sure you do have your CCWs. Make sure it is away from kids or children or anybody that can easily get a hold of that. I can't really speak, you know, for anybody, any other parents out there or stuff like that, because, you know, I'm not a parent yet, but the influence that we do have on kids, they do watch us, so we do need to make sure that we are, like, not doing things to easily expose the youth, because, like I said, we're the first role model, and, you know, we say we're grown, but we got to show these kids that they are secure with their parents, or, you know what I mean? That speaks a lot, man.
Right. Don't just think I'm going to just buy a gun and have it on me all the time. No, like, if you ever remember watching Players Club, and when Diamond, who was played by Lisa Ray, had her gun tucked in her closet in a shoebox, and she had a whole bunch of shoe boxes over the gun, but she went to that spot to where she knows where it's at. Like, it's not going to be in front of my kids' faces. Like, they probably won't even know that I have a gun until something pops off. You know, so, like, yeah, I'm going to be real careful about, you know, showing off guns, and then also give my kids the education on having a gun. Like,
I was just about to ask you, like, so I noticed there has been a trend of some parents teaching their kids how to use a gun. Do you agree with that statement?
Like, I can see the positive and the negative from it. The negative being a kid should not hold a gun. You know, they shouldn't, like, be going to a gun range with anybody and just shoots off guns for fun. But if you actually, on the good side, if you actually teach them how to, you know, properly use a gun and teach them you don't use this until we are threatened with our lives. Like, that's what I mean about teaching the kids how to use a gun and not just be like, oh, we about to go deer hunting. And then they get an idea of, you know, where the gun is and all of that. So that's what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm. Definitely agree with that for sure.
And no, I am not going to be that parent that's going to buy my 16-year-old a Christmas gift and it's going to be a shotgun or a gun. No, that is a purchase that you need to purchase for yourself at the correct age, and you know how to use it and when to use it. So,
I mean, I agree, and I also am going to say this. I do absolutely believe that children do need to be at a certain age, and even to obtain it, they have to be educated with the knowledge on having, you know what I'm saying, it's a big responsibility, because you want to make sure you have the mental capacity to be able to obtain that weapon, and you have to be able to have self-control. You can't you know, be flashing it like willy-nilly. Hey, you know, you got to make sure that you're doing what you have to do as far as having the responsibility of it, because, like I said, there's a lot of states out there and there's a lot of regulations, and people they are cracking down a lot now, especially, you know, on a lot of these gun-related charges and stuff like that. So definitely we just need to be mindful of what we do, you know?
Yeah, like you need to teach them, but if like a zombie apocalypse comes out of nowhere, yeah, I'm teaching my 6-year-old how to hold a pistol. But
mm-hmm.
I don't see nothing tragic like that happening in my lifetime. So even though they making this coronavirus and variants and whatever, I still don't see the world ending quite yet. So my kids
mm-hmm.
my kids ain't gonna know until they are at the appropriate age to where they can purchase a gun. But they will have knowledge of it. They ain't just gonna go in blindly when purchasing a gun, if that makes sense.
It makes perfect sense. And that definitely makes perfect sense. Like, that was, you hit the nail right on the nose, too. So I just really feel like, yeah, man, like, it definitely had been a devastation, especially to the Black communities. And we don't talk about mental health or physical health because physical health and mental health are very connected. And when you grow up in some of these households, especially when we are in a low minority community, with people that's from low income, not just necessarily black people, but people that aren't in a higher class than another individual, definitely are faced with a lot of environment challenges that does alter our thinking sometimes and our judgment. And we definitely have to be mindful of what we feed our minds, because what we feed our minds is what it tells our body and our perception and views on things. Like, if you came from a household where you wasn't really raised the way you were supposed to be raised, you know, that also plays into mental health, where you can't control your mental health. And when you can't control your mental health within, you know, behind closed doors in your home, then you go into the world and you're caught, like, coming out with this chaos in everybody else's world. So it's like, yeah, we don't talk about mental health and talk about these things that's like getting hidden, the like thoughts and feelings that we really feel about things, and we need to start releasing that in a healthier way.
True. Absolutely.
Definitely need to start releasing that in a healthy way. We have to, you know what I mean? We need to start having more love in, you know, the communities that we did come up in, because, you know, if push comes to shove and not having nothing else, at least you have that knowledge about the universe and you have that knowledge about yourself. You know, a lot of black families are coming from a lot of traumas and grow up and being these adults that have traumas that never healed when they was a child. So they grow up and projecting it on the relationships that they have around them. It's so crazy because I won't really get into my personal aspect on it, but actually dating, you know, somebody that has had childhood trauma, that it ended up altering their relationship. So it kind of ended our relationship because either they or me or the other party. So it could either go either way, either me or the other party couldn't heal, okay, from that previous relationship and never had the chance to heal for yourself. So they go into these patterns with people that are damaged and trauma.
Right.
And it causes them to not have the best healthy mental, it causes them to not have the best mental relationship. So that does alter into their environment. And some people just lash out, become violent, using guns improperly, and, you know, not really paying attention to themselves or paying attention to their health or their family, you know?
I concur.
Absolutely, man.
So Jesse Smollett is found guilty on all charges, all six charges.
Oh, really? Are you serious?
Yep.
Oh, man. See, I kind of figured it was going to come down to it. It just wasn't looking good on his part, bro.
He planned the attack. You know your attacker. Y'all have had relations before the attack.
And to see that kind of just gave it away, too. And I kind of heard he was talking, you say you were talking about it on his podcast, or where is he?
No, I've just been following the case ever since it came to the public in 2019, because I knew that this case would be not a make or break, but it would change how people think about the LGBT.
Oh, yeah, it does kind of bring like a whole nother perception on the LGBT. I totally agree. Like I said, you know, I don't really disclose of, you know, my identity too much, but definitely there has been a lot of challenges within the LGBT community that we do definitely face. And, yeah, we definitely, it's it's a lot going on, man. And that kind of made you feel like, you know, people are always going to think that that specific category of people are like that, and that's not true. Just him. Just Jesse. Jesse the only motherfucker.
I mean, rumors were saying that this was staged to get attention for his show. Like,
oh yeah,
it was on Empire. He found out that, now this is allegedly, he found out that Taraji P. Henson and Terrence Howard were getting paid a lot more than everybody else on the show, and he wanted to voice his opinion, and basically got shut down, and this is what your contract says, and you have to follow your contract. Sorry to say it. So I feel like that was basically him trying to get attention and get people looking at him and his situation, and it just backfired in his face.
That is crazy.
If the rumors are true, if they are true, like, it just backfired in your face.
Man, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Well, you see how the universe works. How you do people is how the universe do you, man. And he kind of exposed himself too much a little bit there, buddy.
And then actually having people on your side and believing in that you were attacked and everything, like,
that was kind of like a low blow, man.
How does the people involved in being on your side feel? Like, that's the new one for me. Like, I don't know.
I couldn't even tell you. Like, it is like, it's too much going on for me.
Too much.
Well, so much for that trial. What about the O.J. Simpson trial? Is that still going on?
Yes. OJ who? Like,
OJ Simpson.
I will say he did it. OJ did it.
I think he did too. I honestly try to give my boy OJ benefit of the doubt, but he definitely killed that lady.
OJ did it. Because
OJ
nobody
did it for sure.
Years later, nobody writes a book saying, if I did it.
Like, you did it.
You did it.
You did it. You freaking did it. You did it. You definitely, all of the evidence points to you, dog.
All of it.
That's sad, man.
So, Chris Cuomo, I think I'm saying his name right, was fired from CNN. His brother, Andrew Cuomo, was the governor of New York. And the anchor, which is his brother, Chris, was defending him in the sex scandal that his family is facing. So CNN didn't like it. You know, they want their news anchors and people working for them to be biased. And he was like, no, this is my brother. I'm going to help stand up for my brother and what these people are spreading rumors about, supposedly. But now, Chris, the news anchor, is facing sex scandals, too, that are popping up, so...
Are you serious? Like, I think that is crazy. There's just been, like, a lot of wave about a lot of, like, celebrity males facing, like, these sex scandals and these, like, man. Even, like, Trey Songz is under investigation for, you know, they say, but, you know, you can't prove him guilty. You can't prove him. You got to prove him innocent until proven guilty.
Yeah, you are innocent and proven guilty. Yes.
That's crazy, man. They got that I honestly could say, like, I don't know. Like, we wasn't there, though. I mean, you know, I don't have enough evidence to really say that he did it. You know, we still under, like, trial.
How do you feel about CNN firing him for protecting his brother or trying to protect his brother in his trial?
I really definitely feel like that was bound to happen, man. Like, even then, that's like you trying to, you know, if he really did do it, you know, we're not saying he did do it or didn't do it, but if he really did and you're defending him, that means you're agreeing with that behavior if that's the case. But, you know what I mean, like, you know, it was going to affect him as well, too. You know, it affected his career, and especially with them being related. So that kind of make you think a little bit, wouldn't it?
But people can lie. Like, the brother could have been lying to the whole family.
Oh, well, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, my thoughts on it is I don't mix my work with my family. So if there ever comes a time where I am on talking to you guys and something about, you know, my family comes up in a discussion, I'm going to sit back and not talk about it, because I can either harm or make the situation better, but I don't want to, you know, incriminate my brother or myself in talking about it. You know what I mean? Like, it's a touchy subject when you do this line of work, you know, and your family comes up in a topic, and do you say something or do you just sit back and let the topic go on?
I absolutely say something, because if it's trying to destroy my character, I definitely have to be the one to stand in my power, you know?
Right. I'm not saying when it comes to yourself, but if one of your family members is the topic, do you speak on it and defend it, or do you just sit back and wait until another topic comes up?
I'd probably sit and wait for another topic to come up.
Right, and it's like you don't want to like make the situation feel uncomfortable, you know, because you have to, you know, defend your family member, but also still keep your job. You know what I mean? So for me personally, I would just sit back and wait till the next topic comes up. That's just my thought about it. Any more subjects over there? Any more topics?
It's up to you. I mean, we went over everything, like every juicy topic. We definitely did knock it out, man. Is there any other topics you want
to... Oh, so now we could just sit back and shoot the gamma? You know, we can start talking, because I can do that now. Now we got the business out the way.
We definitely can. As a matter of fact, we got Kickback Fridays, you know what I'm saying? We freestyle, not freestyle rap, but we definitely freestyle topic, you know, we just kind of, you know, on Fridays. So what is it, Monday and Friday?
Oh, so the new schedule of us coming to you guys on, we are going to try to do it every Monday and Friday, you know, to give you basically topics on Monday and then Kickback Friday. So where we just sit back and then just talk, just to be talking.
Absolutely, absolutely. Like I said, you can check us out on Check Dig Radio and get exclusive content and more. Hey.
So, what's your plans for today?
Well, it's kind of cold and it's been kind of windy outside. Like, we've been having, like, these little mini storms and stuff, so it's been... I've been kind of like in hibernation stage. Like, it's been windy and cold at the same time. I was supposed to, like, you know, go on a little lunch date, but it's okay.
Well, I'm in Minnesota, and we just got a whole bunch of inches outside of snow, and I am kind of mad, on the borderline of pissed, because I know that the building that I live in, they don't like shoveling snow and putting down ice for some reason. And sometimes I feel trapped in this motherfucker, but you know, it is what it is. I got my game system to keep me occupied. I got schoolwork I can do too. So I'm always doing something around the house. Either cleaning or doing work or playing the game. So.
Not bad.
But yeah, and also, I just wanted to say this. On Kickback Fridays, you will hear, you know, some special guests come in. You know that sound a little bit different than what we sound like now, because, you know, we are trying to our character voices going, you know, to make it like a funny hour or something.
Mm-hmm.
So if y'all ever wondered who was Bill, you know, from one of the previous podcasts, I played Bill. So, even though Bill has a very strange vernacular and a strange way of talking and getting his point across.
Oh, man, that's crazy.
So, yeah, that's getting in all of my bags here and making this thing happen with this podcast, because everybody needs to have their voice heard. And I feel like Bill wanted his voice to be heard. So what's going over there? What's going on? What's happening?
Well, nothing too much is going on. Like I said, it's kind of like a relaxing day for me. You know, I got one more day until I got to go back to work.
Well, you want to talk to Bill for a second?
Yeah, where's Bill at?
I don't know. Bill was supposed to be coming in through the door anytime now, but, you know, he out there tending to the fields. But hey, is there anything else you want to say? Hey, sir.
Yes, sir.
Why are you quiet over there? Oh, you want to talk to Bill? You want to talk to Bill?
I thought Bill was about to come on the show.
Well, gosh darn it, we are not about to do this right now on what's the name of this show here? Check Dig Radio Podcaster, Netflix Live, whatever. I told you. We gotta do this on Fridays. This is not Friday. This is Saturday. I told you, if you were to follow the schedule that was set out
at the beginning of the week, we would be here right now. But guess what? Somebody drew the short stick, and that's why I had to come on a little bit later. So I believe Kelsey went to the restroom. So I just want to say in closing, stay tuned for what's to come up on Check Big Radio on Blog Talk to all the fans out there. So every Monday and every Friday, stay tuned. Stay
mm-hmm.
tuned. Grab your marijuana sticks. Grab you a little drink. Tell your kids to get out of your face while you listen to Check Big on Blog Talk Radio.
And it's your girl Kay Sal and your boy Kelsey on the beat. Thank you for tuning in to our show. Like I said, follow us on Facebook or Twitter or Blog Talk Radio. Check Big Radio.
Subscribe.
All right. Everybody have a good night.